Time now for World Sport from the BBC in London with me, Colin Maitland. In a few hours' time, five clubs from the English Premier League will begin what could be the most important match of their season. With West Ham already relegated, any two of Wigan, Blackpool, Birmingham, Wolves and Blackburn could join them in the Championship. Just 1 point separates the five teams. Those relegated face not only losing prestige and the financial benefits of playing in the top flight, but many of their top players, as Wigan owner Dave Whelan points out.
If we go down, obviously we're going to have, you could have half a dozen players who we want to stay in the Premier League, and I don't blame them. I know what it's like when you get relegated, so it all depends on today. If we stay up, then we could keep all of the team. If we go down, we could lose half a dozen.
Well, now tennis, and there's been another withdrawal from the French Open Championships. Australia's Leighton Hewitt pulling out only hours before he was due to play his first match. Well, let's find out who has been playing by going live to our correspondent, Jonathan Overend at Roland Garros.
Well, his replacement in the draw, the Frenchman Marc Jiquel, didn't fare too well and actually lost in straight sets to the man Hewitt was meant to be playing, Albert Montañez of Spain, who's one of the winners on day one, along with David Ferrer, the seventh seed from Spain, who beat Jaakko Niemelän in straight sets. Kei Nishikori from Japan winning as well, and also Sergei Stakhovsky from Ukraine. But out is the 19th seed Marin Cilic. Big talent, big man from Croatia, but really underperforming at the moment. And this a big surprise in round one, going out in straight sets to the Spaniard Ruben Ramirez Hidalgo. In the Women's Championship, last year's beaten finalist Samantha Stosur beat Iveta Benešová 6-2, 6-3. She's through to play Simona Halep from Romania, who defeated Alla Kudryavseva.
Jonathan Overend at Roland Garros. The city of Hiroshima has scrapped plans to bid for the 2020 Olympic Games because of opposition from citizens and lack of funds. Hiroshima and Nagasaki had shown interest in a joint Olympic bid. The governor of Tokyo has said he hopes his city will bid for the 2020 Games. The disgraced Olympic 1500-meter runner Rashid Ramzi has finished serving a two-year ban for doping and could run for the Bahrain national team again, according to his national association. The Moroccan-born Ramzi was among five athletes who tested positive for EPO in April 2008 and was stripped of the gold medal he won at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Ramzi's training in Morocco and will get the chance to compete for a place at the August 27th World Championships in South Korea. Finally, the Spanish Formula One Grand Prix in Barcelona is just over halfway through, and leading at the moment, Sebastian Vettel from Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso. And that's